Okay, so now I'm getting critiqued as to how I introduce the weather, okay? Do you remember the old days? I think this is when you, Jay Sokol's here this morning from the city of Bryan, and I just seen if he's listening.
Yeah.
Well, I did leave the house in the city of Bryan.
But we got to the point, you know, where you get into this pattern where high temperatures near 100 and the low is going to be in the mid-70s. And you remember the year that we did foreign languages? We did...
Yeah, actually, I think I do.
Yeah. We did the weather in other languages because we knew what it said, and somehow Bob French did not pick up the gauntlet. He did not take the challenge. I was hoping we'd have the weather in Slovenian or something. Slovenian, whatever they speak. Anyway, so...
Slovenese.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, that one too.
Yeah. Well, we've already played Jethro Trivia, as you well know.
Yes, I do.
Well, but not successfully.
Jay was just complimenting us on how the that's probably a Marconi nomination for that little segment.
That'll be on your best of later.
Yeah, sure. It will be on the best of. Did you catch our best of material earlier this week where Chase theorized that a slug is merely a homeless.
You want me to pull it up?
Yeah, you got it.
Yeah, I can pull it up here and just give me 1 second.
We were discussing how slug slime is the new thing that people put on their face in, I think, China.
Got it. It's 4 minutes long, but tell me when you want me to kill it.
Go ahead and start. Yeah. All right, here we go. It's the next big thing in beauty products, snail slime. That's right.
Snail slime?
Yep.
So do you put the snail on to allow it to apply it, or is this something that you have to harvest?
I think it's probably something you harvest.
So you just put a bunch of salt on a snail and
could do that.
Collect?
Well, but I think you want the snail to continue to live. But again, I'm not sure about the finer points of harvesting snail slime. Possibly we can, you know, once again.
And is a slug just a homeless snail?
Well, they're the same family. And
yeah.
I hate to be homeless.
I just froze your brain, didn't I?
No, I couldn't think of a reason why you'd be wrong on that.
I think we could probably be a little more sensitive
towards our gastropods.
Right. To say that the snail may be home shopping. Maybe
that's right,
maybe
between homes.
Yeah.
No, the slug would be between homes. The snail has his home.
Homeless, though, I think is a...
Right.
I think all of a sudden, then, the next thing you know, you're thinking of a slug probably hanging around on the underside of a park bench and, you know, going through trash. And I don't think there's any reason you necessarily need to...
Soliciting things from snails.
Finding a slug trying to push a little baby shopping cart around.
Right.
I think homeless... Does say something.
Else. Sign that says will slime for food.
Right.
Yeah. All right, that's enough.
Selling tamales. Yeah, right.
Oh, wait, no, wait, no, go on. Go on. All right, go on.
That's kind of pointed, actually.
Well, I don't know.
Well, no.
I imagine they live in very nice
homes. This is what bothers me.
You know.
This is what bothers me, is Tom has somehow equated homeless people with selling tamales, which means maybe he's bought some from them. Yeah. And
I think of all the, I honestly think of all of my tamale options.
Well, no, you're driving along and it says, you know, tamales and watermelon 1 mile ahead,
okay.
You know?
All right, yeah.
Well, and do they live there or what?
Okay, you know? What? Excuse me. Huh? Excuse me. Just a minute. Let's say that possibly, I don't know, let's completely divorce ourselves from reality. Uh-huh. Chase, Tom, you can just listen quietly. Let's say that Tom decides that he's going to open a tamale stand.
It's
okay?
Tom's Tamales.
Right.
That's right. One mile ahead.
Yeah. Or just Tamales.
Yeah.
You're welcome.
Better.
I'm writing this down.
Now, Tom decides, you know, I think I'm going to open up a business that will be a drive-by business. Do I, A, put it in my front yard, or B, put it where people drive? Oh, hey, I'll tell you what, I'll go ahead and put it out there on the road.
And he immediately assumes that they're living out of the back of that pickup truck.
All right, that's all. Oh, God, I'm dying in here. Oh, wow.
Yep, that's best of material. No doubt about it.
Okay, well, thanks for coming in this morning.
And you can always find us on the web.
Yeah. All right, what do you got going on?
I have a guest with me from College Station Parks and Recreation. This is Peter Lamont, and it is Starlight Music Series time.
Peter's been in before, I think. I don't know if he's had this much fun before, but anyway.
New experience.
There you go. So, yeah, we got a couple of big-name acts coming in, don't we?
Got a couple of them, yeah. Starting out with Marshall Tucker Band in May 19th. Out at Wolf Pen. It's going to be a great show. You know, haven't had them here before, but looking forward to it. Hope to see a big crowd out there. Texas Twisters is opening for them, you know, local favorite party band, variety of musics. And then, of course, Marshall Tucker.
Sure.
Old style
you
Southern
bet.
Rock.
Heard in a Love Song? Yeah.
Good stuff. Yeah.
Yep. Now, then what else? What's the rest of the lineup?
Then on June 2nd, we have Seven Bridges Road, which is a Eagles tribute band, obviously.
Right.
And then closing out the series on June 16th with Asia.
Great.
From
great.
The 80s.
Now, so there's some people who've moved in here since last year, and so kind of explain to them what Starlight's about.
Starlight's just a free, family-centered concert series. It's a family event. We want families, kids out there. Fill the hill out at the Wolf Pin Creek Amphitheater. You can bring food and drink. No glass containers, please.
Okay. Right.
But we also usually have food and drink out there for people to buy. If you don't want to carry it, don't want to bring it, don't want to hassle with that, just roll up a blanket, throw it under your arm, come sit on the hill, and we'll have concessions out there for you. If you bring your own, we ask that nothing bigger than a 48-quart cooler.
Okay.
So that, you know, there's room for everybody. Lawn chairs are welcome. We'll have a section of the hill for blankets only, and then the rest of it, set up your lawn chairs, sit on your blankets, stand.
Okay.
You know, wave your lighter if you
got
want.
A lot, I know, yeah, there you go. I know you got a lot of partners, too, and that's out on your website. If they want to get some more information about, again, the dates as they come up, what's the website?
Website's www.cstx.com. .gov/starlight.
Okay, and again, Marshall Tucker is when?
May 19th.
Okay, very good. Thanks, man. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
And what else you got?
We are conducting a citizen survey, your city of College Station. So College Station residents are encouraged to take part in this. Just takes a few minutes if you want to fill it out online. That is linked to our homepage at cstx.gov. 8,000 of these went out to randomly selected addresses in College Station. So if you receive the hard copy, you're certainly encouraged to fill those out, but anybody can go online and do it, cstx.gov.
All right, there you go. It's Jay Soak from the City College Station. Visit with them on Fridays. Our community interview segment is brought to you by Mar Eye Center. If you have cataracts or other vision correction, call today at 776-7564.